news is the Green Party conference starts in Sheffield today, and they're promoting themselves as an alternative to the Liberal Democrats. 800 people are expected to attend the three-day conference at Sheffield Hallam University, but do enough of us want to vote Green to make them a real force in politics? Our political reporter James Vincent is at the conference this morning. Of course, if it's a political conference in Sheffield, there must be a ring of steel there, James.
No ring of steel. I can confirm that this conference is a little bit smaller than the Liberal Democrat conference that we had in Sheffield. And I think the costs of policing it may be a little bit smaller as well. The Greens hope that people think they are a real force in politics. Their message today and for the next 3 days here at Sheffield Hallam University is we're not just about green issues. We've got an MP now. We're credible. But I've been asking people in Sheffield, actually, will people vote for them?
I think I do care about green issues. The Green Party is less significant in my mind because I kind of am not sure what their stand is on a lot of other issues.
I wondered if people care about the Green Party. Are they relevant?
I think they perhaps should do, but not many people do, would be my answer to that.
Well, I mean, you obviously care about the environment and things like that. Would you vote for them? I mean, would you?
As an alternative, possibly, yes, because I think everybody's disillusioned with the main parties, really.
Recycling, green issues, do you care about the people?
I work in it. I don't need somebody to tell us how to look after it. We don't want to waste anything. It costs money.
So you're not going to be attending, then?
No, no way.
The Greens website, James, I've had a look at that, says there's a new party in town, Nick. Are they planning to go and take the voters from the Lib Dems? It seems the ideal place to go for them, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, they definitely want to try and capitalise on the Lib Dems being part of government now, being perhaps a little bit more unpopular than they were a couple of years ago. They're part of the establishment. They're not an alternative party anymore, say the Greens. And Rob Murphy, who's a Green councillor here in Sheffield, spoke to him yesterday. He says this weekend is kind of prime recruitment time for them.
I think what we'll find in the future is the Lib Dems have always been the alternative to the big two parties, and they're no longer that alternative, and people looking for an alternative are going to find it in the Green Party.
Is the Green Party still relevant? Is it still, because obviously it started out as an environmental party, it's changed somewhat over the years. Is it relevant to people? Are people picking up that message, do you think?
Well, I think you can see by the rise in vote that more and more people are coming round to our point of view, and it's up to us to try and get across what that point of view is and try and dispel some of the stereotypes about hippies hugging trees and getting more into the real issues of today.
Well, they have got to get rid of those stereotypes, aren't they? And, of course, they're not only stereotypes. They do have plenty of hippie tree huggers, don't they? Have they got other stuff, James?
Yeah, one of their big things this weekend is letting people into the conference. It's not just delegates that will be here today. The public's welcome to coming, and you don't often get that in other big party conferences. One of the interesting things, not many hotel rooms being bought up because some of the Green Party bigwigs are actually staying over at Green councillors' houses. It's a big Green sleepover this weekend. Yeah, they've got other things to talk about rather than just the environment. Tax evasion, they'll be telling delegates here this weekend that tax evasion costs the UK 15 times more than benefit fraud. They'll be talking about NHS reform, they're not happy about that, and immigration too. So those big traditional topics that you get at other conferences, they'll be here this weekend as well. The Greens are saying, we're not just green, you can vote for us on other things as well.
How much work have they got to do on that?
I think they've got to do quite a lot of work. They did get a million or so votes in the last general election. We obviously know that they've got a new MP now, Caroline Lucas, down in Brighton. She'll be on Radio Sheffield later today. They actually control the council in Brighton too. In Sheffield, they've got two councillors, but elsewhere they don't, in South Yorkshire, they don't really have a presence. They've got a real job to break through those big three parties. I'm not sure they're anywhere near doing that yet, but people are starting to listen to them, and their big job is trying to convince people they've actually got credible opposition to those policies that the government is creating at the moment, and a real alternative rather than just being a party that says, no, we don't like that, why don't you try and recycle a bit more?